Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On Giddy Up, the Hong Kong Corner. For the latest on Hong Kong racing, go to hkjc.com.
Thanks to the Hong Kong Jockey Club. Let's welcome in Tom Wood. G'day, Tom.
Morning, Gareth.
It was one of the best Hong Kong derbies I've seen. What a race. And who said there'd be no pace?
Yeah, well, they changed the tactics, so you've got to take your hats off to the stable of Pierre Ung for changing the tactics here. And a genius move, really, because that horse actually that set the pace up, Kaying Generation. He's a horse that does need to do that. He needs to run them along, and they did that with that horse a couple of starts ago when he won over 2,000 metres, and they adopted similar sort of tactics this time around, which also, of course, helped the stablemate Galaxy Patch. But a big win for Dennis Shipp. He's been a trainer that's been in the wilderness for a long time. He's never had a Group 1 winner. Not that the Hong Kong Derby's a Group 1 win anyway, but I think when it comes to his biggest wins, they've only been up to a Group 2 level, and he was a trainer that received a strike on his license last year for not having the right amount of winners through the course of the season. Had a lot of horses down at the basement grade, but has certainly got one out of the box here.
That's amazing, really, to have a horse to do what he did coming at the right time in Dennis's career, because he's been a champion trainer in Hong Kong, and it just proves the competitive nature of that jurisdiction when it comes to trainers. Like, and we've seen it a little bit with David Hayes. He's made a bit of a comeback this time around, but you can't take anything for granted in Hong Kong.
No, you cannot. It's hard to train one winner, let alone get a derby winner. And Dennis has done that now. Quite often you see him walking around with a pair of jeans on that have got the total number of wins that he had when he won the championship going back quite a few seasons ago at Happy Valley. So I wonder what sort of pair of jeans he's going to come up with this time.
Yes. What about some winners tonight?
Yeah, look, at an even meeting. There's a couple of short price favourites if they're your thing later on the program, but to tend to steer away from them, but they should be winning. But in terms of best tonight, don't often go class five, but there's a horse that's certainly ready to win in class five tonight. It's race three, number three, Northern Beast for David Hall. Actually got David having a good night tonight. So this one for Hugh Bowman, he's on a seven-day turnaround. Barrier 10, not ideal over the 1,650 metres, but we are on the A course tonight. And look, he ran really well last Wednesday night, Happy Valley, for third. Handicap is a drop of a point, and here he is in class five. So race three, number three, Northern Beast. And maybe a dealership runner can prevail in race number five, number 12, Year Boy, as some value. He's currently 9-1 at the moment for Lyle Hewitson, who rides for dealership. Draw barrier four. He's another one that's on a quick turnaround here, 7 days. And look, when they won with this horse, he led all of the way. And they just have not adopted those tactics for whatever reason since. But I think they can be a bit further forward tonight. Won't be able to lead because Dragon Star will lead the race for Alice Wong and Pierre Ung. But I think they'll be quite positive with him tonight, Year Boy. So we're interested to see what tactics they do adopt with him tonight. Race 5, number 12, Year Boy.
All right, mate. Good calling tonight. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Tom Wood for the latest on Hong Kong racing. Go to the hkjc.com website.